Ali's friendly wife, Koshnamamash, baked us hot, gritty naan, flatbread. We pitched our tents on the couple's narrow grass terrace. Ranks of poplars rustled in a silver breeze. The austere Wakhan was experiencing a green revolution. Tree plantations were shading the once naked canyon bottoms, and some Waki were tasting their first homegrown tomatoes and squash. It was a changing climate. Apricots were blossoming 2 months early, and a sudden tide of glacier melt was making irrigation easier. It won't last, of course. Someday the glaciers of the Hindu Kush and Pamirs will drain away, and the old hungers will return. But for those shining days on foot, the roadless valleys of the Wakhan felt like a place I've been walking toward my entire life without knowing it. Slate River shingle rang underfoot like coins. Crows pinwheeled in seamless blue skies. In September, the high pastures of the Kyrgyz nomads in the eastern Wakhan held the sun's fire like old amber. Boulders the size of houses shone like colossal mirrors on the barren mountain slopes. Their surfaces had been buffed smooth as glass by long-vanished walls of ice. Ice ages come in cycles. The next one will shove the rubble of our cities down to lower latitudes. The ice ages will wipe out all evidence of Ali's frail woodlot and easily smear away the deep tank tracks the Soviets left in the Wakhan pastures almost 40 years ago. The ruts look brand new, and eventually another Waki will appear to thresh, to prod his oxen, overcut wheat, 3,600 rotations by my calculation, for each disc of bread. It's all a circle.